This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new innovation challenge is seeking to find the next big use for field corn. The National Corn Growers Association has partnered with Nine Sigma to launch the global competition. National Corn Growers says the program was created to identify new and innovative uses for field corn as a renewable feedstock for making sustainable chemicals with significant market demand. The Consider Corn Challenge is geared to inspire new concepts, approaches, and technologies that will help drive innovation. United States corn production has increased from 105.5 million metric tons in 1970 to 345.5 million metric tons in 2015. National Corn Growers is inviting innovators around the world from industry, academia, and other research institutions to consider new ways to utilize corn and maximize its contributions to the economy. Up to six winning proposals will be selected, and winners will receive $25,000. Winners will be announced in February of next year. The program is part of the National Corn Growers Strategic Plan that includes a goal to establish three new uses of corn that each utilize 25 million bushels or more by year 2020. And if you'd like to learn more about the contest, visit ncga.com. In other national ag news, the National Pork Board, with support from the U.S. Department of Ag, is creating a secure pork supply plan to help America's pig farmers respond quickly to a major threat, such as a foreign animal disease. The plan, announced Wednesday, will enhance communication and coordination of all pork chain segments to help producers keep their farms operating and all related business activities functioning, according to the National Pork Board. Newly elected Pork Board President Terry O'Neill of Nebraska said if we get the news that foot-and-mouth disease, African swine fever, or another foreign animal disease has arrived, the secure pork supply plan will pay big dividends by getting pork production back to normal much faster. An Iowa State University study estimates potential revenue losses to U.S. pork and beef industries from a foot-and-mouth disease outbreak would run $12.8 billion per year, or $128 billion over a 10-year period. Related losses to corn and soybean markets over a decade would be $44 billion and $24.9 billion, respectively. The Secure Pork Supply Plan will provide procedures that pork producers, processors, and state and federal agencies agree are feasible should a foreign animal disease occur in the United States. Well, there's a lot of pork in the news this morning as the World Pork Expo is taking place this week in Des Moines, Iowa. People attend from all over the world, but there are plenty of our friends from Illinois who attend as well. Phil Borjick, pork producer from Montgomery County, arrived in Iowa at the beginning of this week.
It's beautiful day here in Des Moines. We have a nice breeze and sunshine, and that doesn't always happen with this show. With that kind of environment, it's either rain or cold or super hot. So it's a good day for everything pork. So anything you want to know about pork production, equipment building, supplies, people, relationships that you have are here for the next 3 days.
Well, sounds great. And Phil, we all know that you're a pork producer yourself. You're involved with the National Pork Producers Council also. I know that's probably kind of set up like a trade show, but I assume you've also been attending some meetings.
Yeah, I actually came out on Sunday, started meetings Monday mornings, we had meetings Monday and Tuesday for the Pork Council, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday then would be the, like as you described, the trade show. And the beauty of this one is that it's very much an international audience that we have here. And every aspect of the industry is here.
Are there a lot of swine shows going on too? I know that's probably a pretty big deal. Also, people travel to compete in this.
Yes, they have a swine show and other parts of the fairgrounds here. Iowa's done a great job of investing in their fairground and making facilities nice for each year that we come here. And so they're able to have a swine show in one section of the fairground and then this trade show then in another corner of the fairground.
Is there a theme this year at the Pork Expo? I've never been, but I assume you focus on different things each year. Is there anything that's new and exciting in the world of pork, whether that's a technology or a medicine or anything?
We continue to get more and more technology is the big push. As technology gets more reliable, lower cost, we're integrating that into our systems to help take better care of our animals, to watch over our animals, and alert us if there's a problem. And then continue then improvement and have equipment to improve the growth and the health of the animal, and then to handle the manure that's created from the animal to be able to go put it back onto our fields around our buildings and utilize that fertilizer then for next year's crop in an environmentally conscious manner.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like lots of good info there at the Pork Expo. Phil, is there anybody else from Illinois that you've seen out there and that you know?
I've been here since 8 o'clock, so I've been here for 6-7 hours, and I have not made it very far step-wise, which anybody who knows me is not surprised about that. But the Keller family from Illinois, Jason Probst, is here. Van Houten's from Northern Illinois, so there's quite a few Illinois folks here. Anybody that's connected to the pork business that is looking for something new, this is the place to come.
Well, sounds great. And I'll ask you before we wrap up things, how are things going at home with the pork operation?
Josh and his team do a great job of keeping the sow farm working along. And then the grower partners that we work with then are growing those animals out and taking care of them after they leave the sow farm all the way to market. So it's a team effort, and we all try to get better each day and take care of our animals.
And once again, that report comes to us from the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, from Phil Borgic of Montgomery County. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.